Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. I am a consciousness catalyst, and I am quite excited to see the term conscious uncoupling making a splash in the mainstream right now. This term became popular this week because of Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin announcing their marriage separation, their marriage ending, and people didn't know what to do with this concept. What is conscious uncoupling? What does it mean? What's it really about? So I'm going to share with you five attributes of conscious uncoupling. And it's quite exciting because many of us in spiritual circles have been talking about this concept for years. It's a new term, but it isn't a new concept, meaning we've labeled it with other words. We know it in other experiences or definitions. And so to see this term make a splash and get out there and get people thinking is really exciting. So I was compelled to do this bonus podcast for you just to dive into this a little bit more because it brings up a lot of questions. And if you're not familiar with the world of consciousness or what it all means, I'm going to explain some of that too. So just to begin here really quick, if you're brand new to this show, my name is Molly McCord. I am an author, a best-selling author, an intuitive, a spiritual teacher with no religious affiliations. I have a master's degree, and I love sharing information about spiritual growth. It is my passion. You can find out more about me at ConsciousCoolChic.com. I have a lot of information there that's free so that you can get your mind around some of these concepts and understandings, and I share even more in my books. This term, conscious uncoupling, well, what does it mean? Let's get to the heart of it. To be conscious, to embody consciousness, is a connection to awareness. It's mindfulness. It's inquiry. You're looking for meaning, looking to understand something and how it relates to the bigger picture. There is typically a type of reflection associated with consciousness, as well as connection to the whole. Now you take this definition and you partner it with uncoupling. And uncoupling, well, separation, going your own direction, going your own way, the end of a relationship. It's a parting, right? Uncoupling. And so you put these two concepts together, and it basically is signifying an awareness that I, as an individual, have grown as much as I could within our partnership, and I am making the conscious choice to separate, to move forward, to part from another individual with the highest of intentions. And we do not see this example very often in pop culture, in mass consciousness, in our lives. We don't see many examples of peaceful, intentional parting of ways. We see the emotional experience that people have when a divorce happens. We see perhaps some type of financial warfare or needing to get more from the partner from the dissolution of the marriage. Things are complicated, so we don't always see a peaceful, intentional route being chosen. Now, I do not know Gwyneth Paltrow. I do not know Chris Martin. So, of course, I am not speculating on the specifics of their relationship. Rather, I am exploring this concept with you more so that you can see it a higher perspective and see how it pertains to your life, your relationships. To look at the people you've connected with in your lifetime, and to see how they contributed to your soul's growth. So, with conscious uncoupling, there is a focus on understanding that every relationship helps us understand ourselves better. You can see your own unconscious programming, what your triggers are. You know, what's that one thing that always gets under your skin? What are your needs in a relationship? How are your needs changing? How are you contributing to a situation or contributing to a relationship? And is it healthy or unhealthy? What is being activated in you that supports your own growth, your healing, your lessons, your life themes, and what is also complete for you in those areas as well. So when we approach relationships with a highly conscious perspective, we are understanding that each person is powerful. Each person brings forward an energy, intentions, expectations, attachments, dreams, and needs to a partnership. And it's through that dynamic interplay that we're learning about ourselves and each other and how we are growing or not growing together. One thing to be aware of about this term, conscious uncoupling, is that it is a new way for many people of understanding why relationships are ending right now. It's understanding that I grew as much as I could with this person at this time based on who I am. He or she grew as much as they could with me at this time based on their needs and who they are. There's a detached perspective. It's seeing that we came together to heal, to learn, to experience certain things together, and now it has become clear that it is best for both of us to go our separate directions in order to honor ourselves. And it's quite powerful. It's a very powerful choice. Now, this is most certainly related to soul growth relationships, and I'm going to get into those in just a little bit here. But it's important to see how when you're making a conscious choice, you're activating deeper levels of personal empowerment. And within relationships, you're also allowing the other person to be powerful and to fully be themselves. because you have this perspective or because you're approaching it from this perspective, it removes a lot of emotional energy. And emotional energy is often highly unconscious. It can perpetuate in partnerships for a very long time. And it is only until we become consciously aware of our emotional patterns that we can change them. We can elevate it. We can say, okay, I've been triggered a lot by this person, or I'm holding a lot of resentment around their choices, or I'm feeling anger towards them. And with the conscious perspective, you turn that inquiry inwards. And you ask, why am I feeling resentment towards this person? Why am I holding anger or pain? Why do I feel this way? There's ownership. There's responsibility. And that is so powerful right there. And when you release that emotional energy in terms of seeing it as an opportunity to be more responsible to yourself, you aren't throwing that emotional energy externally. You aren't throwing it out at the partner. You aren't projecting it. And this is a sign of mastery. This is a sign of owning your lessons, of owning your healing, of owning your energy fully and completely. And frankly, that's what it means to be a conscious individual. It's saying, okay, I know I have my stuff that I'm working out in this relationship, and I'm being triggered, or I'm feeling some powerful emotions coming up, but I own it, and I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to get to the heart of it, and I'm going to be in control of it. This is what a master does. This is what someone with maturity and responsibility does, and it's how they approach their healing in a very empowering way. So it's interesting because part of the discussion around conscious uncoupling has been the fact that society, religious programming, cultural expectations have put a lot of pressure on long-term relationships, on people staying together. For the sake of the kids, for the sake of survival, for, to follow the status quo, for whatever reasons. And I feel that that is still strong. I mean, that doesn't just go away. There are still very real and important reasons for people to stay in a marriage or to stay together. There isn't one approach for everyone. It's what's best for you. And so what comes up in this conversation is looking at the role of marriage and how it's changing in our modern times. And as we become more conscious, as we become more self-aware and we grow on our spiritual path, we have changing needs in relationships. You know, the person you were 10 years ago in the relationship has changed, evolved, grown to be a new expression of yourself, a new higher version of yourself, and does the relationship support that? And so these are some of the bigger things that come up when we are looking at our not only romantic relationships, but other partnerships, other friendships, other people in our lives. Do they support me? Do we have healthy connection points? Are we equal in some manner in terms of our energetic expression or our spiritual awareness? Where are the common denominators here? This is huge. More and more people are looking at these topics, these issues in their own relationships, and it's also why so many things are changing between people right now. Because we're owning our energies more. We're owning who we are, what we're here to learn, what we're here to heal, how we need to grow in the best possible ways. And so this type of personal awareness, that this is who I am, or this is who I am right now, and this is what I need in my relationships, can be quite healthy and loving and come from a place of respect for your partner and yourself, integrity, honor, compassion, forgiveness. And ultimately, this is the point of every relationship. You know, a relationship is meant to bring you greater love and bring the other person greater love and bring the world greater love. Relationships aren't truly meant to be more destructive or to create more lower vibrational emotional energy, but that has been the case for centuries. And so at this point in our collective growth, we have the opportunity to understand ourselves better and to bring that understanding into healthy relationships. So let me share with you five attributes, conscious uncoupling, personal responsibility, number one, personal responsibility, which is that full ownership of yourself. Full ownership of your lessons, your healing, your growth opportunities in the partnership. It's saying, okay, I showed up and I contributed to the relationship in this way, and that includes maybe some of the unhealthy expressions of myself, but I take responsibility for that. I own that, and I know that that is something within myself that has the potential to grow and to evolve into a higher expression. So personal responsibility is one attribute. Second attribute, less emotional warfare. Emotional warfare. This, again, relates to doing your inner work, to understanding your personal emotional patterns, your trigger zones, your unconscious contributions to the partnership or relationship. And again, it comes back to personal responsibility. You're owning it and you're not projecting it out, because emotional warfare is about taking your emotional world and throwing it around, putting it on other people. It's completely unconscious, and it's actually a demonstration of victim consciousness. And it relates to a disempowerment of yourself and others. So conscious uncoupling is about less emotional warfare between people. And third attribute is self-reflection. And this is that personal debrief, that looking back over the time you spent with somebody. What did I learn in this relationship? What do I need to change in myself going forward? You know, what do I not want to continue to activate in relationships? How did this relationship help me grow? Positively help me grow. The self-reflection is can lead to huge aha moments and breakthroughs. It can also be humbling when you say, you know, maybe I didn't show up as my best self all the time. Maybe I did blame or project or hold a lot of anger. And so now you're given an opportunity to look at the root of those emotional wounds and to work with them. A fourth attribute is a focus on mutual respect, allowing each partner to choose what is best for them. Even if it's not what you want, even if it isn't what you're needing, or even, you know, it's a complete respect for the other person's choices for who they are now, for what is best for them. And you can detach from your own stuff to just say, I respect you enough as a fellow being, as a fellow human who has, that I've had the honor of knowing, you can honor them. Understand that they have their own healing, their own choices, their own opportunities and potential to pursue. So that is the fourth attribute, a focus on mutual respect. The fifth attribute, acceptance. Acceptance. This can be easier said than done, because acceptance means removing your expectations of and attachments to the other person, what might have been, you know, those unrealized dreams. This is the toughest part, really, because it's returning to the present moment. It's understanding what is. And what expectations do you need to untangle from, to release? And this is also attachments, specifically the person, the partner, or it could be just what the partnership meant or the potentials or what you wanted with this person. So acceptance is a huge part of mastery, of understanding that this is how things transpired and I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to accept it. And it's embracing these expectations and attachments with love, embracing them in a way that you don't create more inner struggle, because it's the inner struggle within yourself that will continue long after the relationship has ended. So understanding that every person has the free will to make choices that are best for them, and the sooner we can accept that and release ourselves from it, the more peace you will find. Other components here that connect to conscious uncoupling would be forgiveness. You know, forgiveness for what happened or forgiveness for what did not happen. Forgiveness of yourself, forgiveness of the other person, forgiveness of everything. And that return, that removes anger. It removes any lesser emotional baggage. And it isn't just saying it, it's really feeling it. And this is where it takes courage. It takes courage to go into those emotions. It takes strength. And I think it's quite personal, meaning you don't have to broadcast it to everybody. You don't have to put it out there. You keep it in your own sacred space, that you're working on this, that you're dealing with this, that you're releasing, forgiving, all of that. It's quite personal, and it's also quite rewarding to arrive at this new place within yourself, this new level of peace. So spiritually speaking, there are deeper soul meanings to conscious uncoupling. And this is where I go into more of the esoteric and new age terms that, you know, they could be new to you, or they could be things that you are quite familiar with. But a few of them are karmic lessons, healing lessons, soul agreements, soul contracts. There's different levels to each of this. And I talk about these soul growth relationships even more in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness is connected to Joseph Campbell's archetypal hero's journey, and it is a soul perspective on why we connect with certain people and what the meaning is behind it. And when you understand that meaning, then it can lead you to greater peace. So check out that book. It's available on Amazon. It's only like $3.99 or something, at least here in the U.S., because that's why I go deeper into different types of soul growth relationships and their energetic signatures. In terms of conscious uncoupling, it's an awareness that two people came together for soul growth. We either had to heal our karma together, we had to complete a life lesson together, we had a soul agreement or a soul contract together, and that soul agreement or soul contract can include the kids. And so the children will always be a bridge that connects the two of you. And there's a lot of love there. So it's understanding that there is a lot of good in a situation, even if you have programming around relationships ending and that programming is negative. So if that programming is guilt, shame, anger, hurt, loss, I mean, it goes on and on. This is about elevating it up so that you see the win-win, the love-love, the peace-peace. Because from higher levels of consciousness, that's all there is. You know, relationships initially form for love and they can end back at that same place. But it's up to you to arrive there for yourself, to do that inner work, to find that place where you feel peace, forgiveness, compassion, love, joy for that person's role in your life. And one of the reasons why I personally resonate so strongly with this is because this has been much of my life purpose. Oh, man, the stories I could tell you. I've done a lot of this work many times. It hasn't been just one. It's because I've had different soul contracts with different people, different karmic lessons, different healing opportunities. And I talked a few weeks ago at least, maybe a few months ago, about being a spiritual first responder. You can listen to that show on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. Being a spiritual first responder means you go into the area that needs healing. You don't run away as, you know, many people do or we can so easily do. No, you go into it with courage, with strength, with commitment to yourself and to your power. So being a spiritual first responder is connected to this experience, to the fact that you can heal yourself. You can do the inner work and look at the growth and mastery that this partnership or this relationship in you. And, you know, from the soul perspective, it's a celebration. There's a celebration in place here when you get it, when you grow, when you evolve and learn. There's appreciation for the partner's soul who supported your healing and vice versa. There is an acknowledgement for your courage, your self-respect, making the right decision for you. There is a connection to greater love within yourself. And all of those qualities and more you bring forward into the next relationship, into the next partnership that meets you at that same energetic place. Quite amazing that we have the ability to heal, to grow, and to learn about ourselves in this way at this time. I said I don't know Gwyneth, and that's true, but I feel that her energy as a human being here is like she has her platform and her reach has allowed her to bring this concept into mass consciousness. And so regardless of whatever you personally feel or how you perceive someone, from a soul, she is contributing in a very powerful way right now to get people thinking, to open them up to higher levels of understanding, and to just be more mindful about relationships and partnerships. I feel this is quite exciting, just to be able to talk about this and connect it to a new group of listeners is amazing. And it's, again, it's one of my passions, and it's one of the things that I talk about quite regularly and quite openly. I am able to be vulnerable because I'm really confident. And that is something to understand. It's that as you become more confident in yourself, you can open up and share more from a place of strength, and you find how other people then raise their hand and say, me too. That is something I've experienced. That is common. I know what you mean. So all of this contributes to the energies we're moving through at this time. And I hope that this show has given you some good things to think about, some powerful self-inquiry to do. You can find an article about the 5 attributes of conscious uncoupling on consciouscoolchic.com. And if you're curious about the soul growth relationships, check out my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, because I think that is going to take you even deeper into your own relationships and partnerships and thinking about them in a new way. So thank you for joining me for this impromptu bonus show. I hope it's been valuable. And please, subscribe to this show on Blog Talk Radio as I share more consciousness-raising topics, spirituality issues, and astrology. Thanks for being here, and take good care. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment. For life, for life, for life. This is my moment.